Good morning again. This is Dr. Sarah Larson. We're here at our final segment, which will round out until 11 o'clock, where your path is created by walking on it. Of course, I enjoy this piece in particular to segue from my broadcast partners that were partnering together, but then also focus now on one featured guest. And my special guest today, as I've mentioned through the course of the show, is Dr. Amanda Goodson from Never the Same Ministries. Welcome to the show and to the control booth here, Amanda.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Well, let me just add a little bit of an introduction. Amanda is a native of Decatur, Alabama, and she's pastor of Trinity Temple and Phillips Chapel Christian Methodist Episcopal Churches here in Tucson. She's a wife and mother of two young children, who I'm sure are listening in with her husband, and is involved in the aerospace industry as an information technology leader. Someone who absolutely, though, is going beyond the blending of the facets in her life, not just to maximize her contributions to others, but to go for what I would say is a much bigger game, to get others in her wake to do the same, in particular other church leaders, agencies, and nonprofit organizations to approach their mission in a new and broader way. Never the Same Ministries was founded in 2008 as a nonprofit on a mission to provide biblically based instruction, tools, and coaching for the women within the community through the benefit of conferences, trainings, and a supportive virtual network. And she's picked as her title today. We're going to focus on transformation from caterpillars to butterflies. So why don't you tell me what's the analogy here?
Well, before I moved to Tucson in 2003, my son would always ask me why caterpillars turn to butterflies. And I said, wow, how interesting. And I said, they're meant to fly, they're meant to soar, they're meant to be beautiful. And he goes, but a caterpillar turns to a butterfly. He was so young, so he didn't understand the concept of transformation and the metamorphosis. And so as we look at women and we look at people in the community, in some way, regardless of where they are, you know, whether they're executives or whether they're stay-at-home moms or people that work in the community, at some place in their life, you know, maybe they see themselves as a caterpillar. And our thing is to give them education and inspire them to be more than what they ever thought they were destined to be. And in transitioning from a caterpillar to butterfly, what we do is say, find your purposed destiny. Mm-hmm. And that's where divine timing and purpose connect that leads to destiny. And so we talk to them about their destiny and about their purpose. It's absolutely fascinating to do that.
I think it's also consistent with what Mark and Sophie even talked about right before we came to your segment, this idea of, boy, if you can be doing something that you're already passionate about and get paid for it, you know, what a gift. You know, the other analogy I'd like to offer, the butterfly, the, you know, the caterpillar to butterfly also, there's been some interesting studies that show that if the cocoon that the caterpillar is encased in, if that is slit open and the butterfly allowed to come out sooner rather than later, that actually those butterflies die very quickly.
Absolutely.
That this process of our coming out of our cocoons is as much important of being out of the cocoon. It's the journey. It's, yes, indeed, folks, it's the struggling, it's the scratching, it's the clawing. But by doing that, that's where you're growing, you're building muscle, and you're then capable to take those big steps. So there's a reason for what can be this very, very trying and stressful process people are in.
Absolutely. And if you stay in the cocoon too long,
yep,
then, you know, you just die right where you are. And so it's also, we talk about seasons, due season and due timing as well as you transition.
Well, I think also it isn't necessarily on our time.
Exactly.
And
due season.
That is indeed a tough one to struggle with. Well, again, this is Dr. Zara Larson. My guest is Amanda Goodson. We're going to be right back after a quick news break. Stick with us as we hear more about her extraordinary contributions to others. Hello again, this is Zara Larson on Circles of Change, where your path is created by walking on it, and that certainly is Amanda's story, having been an engineering and business executive who's indeed not stuck in any of that tyranny of the or that Mark and Sophie and I talked about. She's doing the and, but really this new organization that she's all a part of. Amanda, tell us about the vision and mission of Never the Same Ministries.
We have an exciting vision that we have embarked on, is to see God's kingdom and his righteousness. And this comes from the scripture, Matthew 6:33, that says that we should seek God's kingdom, which means God's way of doing things. Mm-hmm. So many times we want to do things our way. I know I have done that. Get out of the way. You don't know anything about this. This is an aerospace thing, God, and you stay on the curb and I'll pick you up on Sunday. But what this says is this is a total activity that everybody should be embarked on, or we should follow to seek God's ways of doing things. So that's a method, and his righteousness, his way of being right. And then the scripture after that says, and all things will be added. Very important thing, and that's what our vision is about. And our mission is to change the landscape of Tucson and the surrounding community. And so in changing the landscape, it brings me back to what you were talking about a minute ago. Part of it is social capital. The principle of the seed is what you were talking about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Planting seeds and giving back and not expecting things in return. And planting a seed, what it does is it reaps a harvest. I was talking to a group of ladies yesterday about change, and in looking at change, change is a fruit that begins with a seed. The way you think, the way you think is a seed. Your attitude can be a seed. So if you plant seeds of positive attitudes and powerful thoughts, what that does is produces a tree and fruit that bears the positive reflection of what you implanted, as well as great attitude. And as you bear the fruit, it becomes a tree becomes orchard, and an orchard becomes a landscape or a territory. So it believes, yeah, it starts with the way you think. And so, you know, in going to that, that takes us to our guideposts. We want to be seed planters in the community, and we want to help to shape what Tucson is doing and get more involved in the community as well as the global community.
And I think actually that this is a ripe time, because we see a lot of this going on here in Tucson. I mean, both you and I did not grow up here. We come from other parts of the country. We've lived in multiple places. But if ever there's a community, a town, a city that knows how to care for its own or really wants to look inward for that strength, it's right here.
And you know, Tucson is really ripe for that. You're right. Very, very caring community. People are very caring. People are very giving. The thing, I think, the challenge is, or the opportunity for us, is to come together and to do it together.
We see that, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of unity will produce better fruit. So, and then also ambassadorship. You know, what we are, as far as Scripture teaches us, as we are seed planters, we're also ambassadors. And, you know, usually we don't see ourselves as an ambassador. I see little young ladies that come to some of our conferences or our retreats, and they do not see themselves as empowered to be an ambassador. But everybody is an ambassador to do and to change and shape their future as well as the things around them.
Well, and I say that constantly, is if any time, and I'm sure you're the same way, if you go address an audience, you ask everyone, how many of you in the room view yourself as a leader? And you might get 10% and put their hands up. You say, well, guess what? We got a lot of work to do here. Because in truth, since we all influence others in some way, whether it be our children, our neighbors, our coworkers, or even manage up our bosses in the organization we're within, that we have that responsibility, something you can't duck. You have a bad attitude, it's going to affect everybody around you. The flip side, of course, if you become a seed planter, as you said, very, very powerful that you can get other people in that place. And that's our decision and choice to make. It's our, as Mark and Sophie would say, it's our accountability.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that you would say that, because there is a mandate, as far as I am concerned in reading the Word of God, there's a mandate for us to not only plant seeds, but for us to manifest a leader within us. So we're to multiply, meaning that we're supposed to go out and make other leaders, you know, or at least influence other people. Because we don't control people, we influence them. Also, we are to be fruitful in the area that we love, because we are, it's poured in us. We're shaped to do specific things and specific tasks, and it'll be right in alignment with your passion. And it's just wonderful. And if you find that place, and you heard Sophie and Mark talk about that, it's just really exciting. You bring so much to bear to help shape the world. One person at a time is absolutely fascinating. So I love that. And then also conquering. I was talking to a group of ladies yesterday at the Viscount at a conference, and this one lady came up. She says, well, I'm having some issues, and so I've been taught how to deal with them. And she says, you take a deep breath, and then she says, you take a stretch, and then you shake it out, and you get rid of it. And then I added on to that, put it under your feet. Every issue, every thought, every weight, every care, put them under your feet. And I know there's some people out there listening saying, you don't understand my problem. And you're probably right. I don't understand it, but it's the way you look at it, the side that you, because everybody has issues. Everyone has things they have to deal with, but it's how you deal with it that's important.
Well, I think the other piece of one advice I got, that actually an admiral gave my brother this advice when he was in the nuclear navy serving our country, and that was the rule of fives. Is what you're dealing with now going to make a difference 5 years from now, 5 months from now, 5 weeks from now, 5 days from now, 5 minutes from now?
Right.
And suddenly you get this feeling, as you said, this idea you can put it under your feet, so to speak, treat it as an experience, don't judge yourself for being caught in it, but say, okay, now where can I go from here with it?
Right. My son and my daughter, they get nervous over tests, over activities that they have to get involved in. And you know what I say to them, like, say, for instance, like on Monday morning, my son would have a test. And I would say, you know what? Don't be nervous today. Be nervous next Wednesday. He says, it won't matter then. I says, bingo. Be nervous later, because that extra energy that you expend being nervous, fearful, or fretful does not aid to... things getting better for you.
Well, in fact, someone has once quoted me recently that said, worry is misplaced imagination.
Yeah.
And so if you can shift your imagination to envision for your son, for any of us that are about to take an exam, you're being able to walk out and put the book on the shelf and say, nailed it, or I learned from it.
Right. And I was talking to a group of ladies about the characteristics of the most powerful people on earth. And that's one of the characteristics. They're content, not satisfied, but content, meaning free from worry, disturbance, negative thoughts. And they are assured about their success. They're selfless in their desire, and they're very generous to others above what they deserve. You know, you talked about keeping count earlier.
Yeah.
Don't keep count, because I had a cousin that had a Rolodex. You call me, I call you, you call me. No, that... it takes extra space in your mind. Be generous to others above what they deserve. And another thing I want to bring out, too, about the most powerful people on earth, the characteristics that they have is they walk in calm delight, and they're non-threatening. And that comes from a position of strength and authority. Mm-hmm. You know, some people think meekness is weakness. Actually, it's not. It's a position of strength, knowing who you are and who your purpose to be, which is exciting.
Well, and I think you're right, though, because we have this prototypical view of people in leadership situations that when they come in the room, they're the charismatic, center of attention, the focus. And in truth, that can be very positive, but it also can suck out all the oxygen in the room.
Yeah.
You know, it's called micro inequity,
right,
if that's the case.
Absolutely.
Instead, how can people be present in a calming, empowering way for others?
Right. What you connote, your facial expressions. Another characteristic that is very, very important is to be slow to get angry. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we get irritated so quickly and we get angry. And I was reading this book by Basilia Slink that basically says that once you get irritated, it's like you just take a glass of poison or a cup of poison and you drink it. And then what you do is you try to share it with someone else. It kind of fuses itself, to a standpoint where you get angry and you share it. I've done that before. You know, I'm irritated over something that didn't go my way. And then I'll go and share it. And then, that's against another characteristic of seeking the highest good of others and putting others at ease by being friendly. Isn't that something?
And that can be as simple as how you greet people when you're buying something across the counter to that clerk who's obviously distressed perhaps about something else that happened. And we're not meaning to take things personally, but it does play out.
Right. Smile on your face goes far.
It does. That, and also the pressure of which you exert a strong, friendly handshake in that same area.
Correct.
Talk to us some about the events that you've got coming up on Never the Same Ministry. I mean, how could folks know to take advantage of what you offer?
For the rest of the year, we're going to be away to other cities. In September the 18th and 19th, we're in El Paso, Texas. And in October, for 3 days, we're in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Our next event within Tucson, in Tucson area, is going to be next April. We're still negotiating the dates with the local hotel, so I'll get that information to you. It's a women's retreat, and last year was quite exciting. We had people from Philadelphia, Chicago, California, from Phoenix, from New Mexico, from Texas that came in and spent a weekend just talking about the Holy Spirit and the purpose of the Holy Spirit and how you connect the person of the Holy Spirit. We don't see the Holy Spirit as a person.
No, he's a bird.
Yeah, he has emotions.
He or she is a bird, yeah.
Yeah, he has a will, intellect, and then also leadership capabilities. know, and knows the future. And that's one thing I believe that we should connect to 100% and be led by the Spirit, which causes us to have a compelling future and to be shaped towards a great destiny.
Yeah, that's great. Also, in some of the information, of course, I enjoyed reading about your organization. I know firsthand because of my watching you grow into this role you've grabbed onto, is your commitment to teens and to teen women. Share some of that area.
Yeah, we have a young lady that comes in and helps us with this out of Atlanta, Georgia. And what we do is we have an Ed Teen program. And the teens and the kids this year, they did a storyboard, a future storyboard, looking at their goals and identifying their path for the future. And the thought of educating teen girls and women and also younger people as well is to let them know the image that they're made in. They're made just like God. They won't look like Him, but they can function just like God, and they have the same thing poured into them that Jesus had. And so we teach them about the leadership spirit, the personality that they bring to bear, because they don't understand their personality. Why am I strong? Why am I timid? Why do I like to talk? Or why do I like to be quiet? Am I bad because I'm this way? And so we teach them, no, here's how you are shaped, and here's the things that you can bring to the table for the community. And also we help them to deal with difficult situations and difficult people, because you know this peer pressure nowadays is can be an opportunity for our kids to learn and be better.
Yeah, that idea, the type of teens that get involved in, are these in one-on-one coaching situations or these small group efforts?
Small group efforts. We do, we have talk sessions with teens, and we have small group interactions where they have their own space and they do their own thing. So mostly small groups, but we are available to do one-on-one as well.
You know, before we go to a break, Amanda, share with me. So you have a very engaging and responsible day job with a large American corporation. You have also your commitments that I'm certain aren't just show up, sing, and guide a parish on the weekends. Of course, it spans on all sides of that particular day. But how was it you came, or what struck you, the need to start Never the Same Ministry?
There was a pull on my heart.
Yeah.
I saw a gap there. I saw a need in the community. And, you know, ladies would say, why don't you provide a forum or a venue for us to come?
To grab others.
Yeah. And so it was just a tug on my heart. I have a love and a passion for it. And I just love it.
Yeah, this idea of indeed getting others to share like you share and building even a stronger place you all can stand on.
Right, yeah. Transitioning from caterpillars to butterflies, because I definitely went through a process as well.
Yeah, that's right.
And still are going through.
And you're probably going to get in one of the F-16 or Joint Strike Fighter planes, by the way, so it isn't just the butterflies. We're going to take a quick commercial break here with Dr. Zara Larson. Please don't go away. Join us for our final segment for this wonderful two-hour experience. Thank you so much for joining us. Hello again on Circles of Change with Zara Larson. My guest again is Dr. Amanda Goodson from Never the Same Ministries. Amanda, I think we touched on some really interesting attributes you talked about of leaders of great prominence, of course, that have really gotten that notoriety and what's wired and how they're driven. What's your feeling about the dimensions of someone who's really an authentic change leader?
I'm glad you asked me that. I wrote a couple dimensions of the change leader that I'd like to share with you today. They're in charge. We talked about leadership, sure, being fruitful, the fruit and the seed principle. They multiply. They create other leaders and influence other leaders. They don't create. They influence them. And they're conquerors. They put issues under their feet. Here's another thing that's very, very important. They arrive. They don't strive. You know, if something is tough for you, then it may not be right for you right now. It may be an element of due season or timing. So you arrive at your destiny. You understand the power of an ant. I was walking the other day and I saw these big leaves and flower petals and these twigs just going down the street. I'm like, what is going on? And you know what was carrying them was
ants.
You know the principle of the ant. They carry much heavier weight and load than their body will allow. We know this, the analogy of the butterfly, but also the bumblebee. You know, scientific studies shown that bumblebees shouldn't be able to fly because of their mass, but they do anyway. They know what to avoid. That's a dimension of a change change leader. They achieve what they never had because they do what they've never done, and they serve as a light in the community. I think that's very important as a change leader.
I think you're absolutely right, particularly the, and many times if you've led change, which I know both of us have had the benefit of doing that, you sit when you're, quote, done, if you ever really can be done, you look back and you think, man, it's a good thing I didn't know what we were going to go through to get there.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure we would have taken those steps. But also, you know, you're trusting on pulling upon so many different instincts and other people and wanting to continue to be that pioneer.
Correct.
It's like you said about how, why was it that you joined or how you came to start Never the Same Ministries, just like what I'm doing. In some regards, I didn't have a choice. I had to go do this.
Yeah, this pulling.
It was pulling, and that you weren't going to be in total until you took that, that step and allowed, as we say here on this show, that your path is created by walking on it. Well, many times there aren't even any paving stones underneath your foot, but you know what? They show up right before your foot needs to go down.
Absolutely. And you end up being very successful. Hey, can I tell our audience about the Never the Same website?
Please do. How can they contact you?
Yeah, please contact us by going to ntsministries.org or either phillipscme.org. Every day we have a prayer call where we have groups of women from all around the United States that join us. And I'd like to share that information with you if you'd like to join us. 712-580-7700. That's a toll call. And then follow the prompts. And the password is Kingdom 5464366. And that's how they can get in touch with us. Every night at 8:30, we tie in, except for Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays, we tie in at 5 a.m., you know, so you have to get up really early.
That's okay, because then you can stay awake and watch, listen to our show that follows a few hours afterwards.
Thank please do that, because Zara is absolutely amazing, very bright lady.
Thank you. We're enjoying that. Well, Amanda, step back and ask me, what have been some of your biggest aha surprises and personal learnings through this particular phase of what you're up to?
The biggest aha is it's not about me.
Yes.
And that I don't always shape my day. People ask me, you know, how do you do it? How do you create balance? And I also found out it's not about balance. It's about harmony. And it takes me to playing the clarinet and the orchestra and playing the symphony. It required harmony. So I get harmony in my life, and my family's very supportive, as I know that yours is. But you know about playing those instruments and creating that harmony.
I think also think we have to know when we have to walk away from some of the instruments.
That's true.
And replace it with something else.
Absolutely. I agree.
You know, and that also some of those instruments are, while they're well-intended, they're too loud, they're shouting, so nobody can hear the beautiful music.
That's correct.
So making that choice of what you need to replace so you can continue in harmony.
I play the piano, and I thought it was pretty good until I met this maestro.
That puts us in our place,
so,
doesn't it?
Yeah, I walked away.
And that's probably a little bit of the ego that says we do want to be center stage. But, of course, that's also, I'm sure, as I talked about earlier, how it is I came to fall into doing radio was, you know what, I was probably in training in this, having been, you know, in acting class, even as a tot. Same with you, that your work and your giving through being a pastor and serving on Sundays is enabling and equipping you in all the different ways.
Oh, it's so exciting to be able to do that. How many opportunities would one have to go and to shape people in the church? I get an opportunity to minister to them every week and then do the administrative function. And then also, you know, we have those challenging dialogue that we need to have. But I get an opportunity to stand before them and just talk to them and have this conversation about changing their future.
Mm-hmm. Well, how is it do you think you've changed in the process of your guiding change?
I think I've become gentler, softer, more compassionate, and then also a juggler.
Do you think, at least I know for me, one of my biggest challenges is knowing that it's probably a good thing to leave the party before it's over. So it's not just guiding the change, but knowing when it really should be given to others to sustain it so that you then can go play for the bigger game.
That is true. And that is absolutely true. You definitely cannot do it alone, and you must pass the baton to other people and then allow them to participate in creating this change and creating and shaping this territory that is provided for you.
Well, I think your analogies of vessels being poured into, do you think our vessels ever grow so we can pour more in, or do they have to crack to let some things out?
Well, both are good analogies. I think what happens to vessels is they become stronger. I think they become more pliable. I think they become more usable. Is what happens with the vessel.
Very good. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us. Could you share again your website and your contact information?
Sure. It is ntsministries.org or phillipscme.org. And we can be reached at 520-297-8743.
Well, very good. Thank you. As your event gets on the docket for next year here in Tucson, too, make sure to keep me posted. Maybe we'll have you come back on, or for sure we'll mention it on the air.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you for being with me today.
It's exciting.
Excellent. Well, make sure then, folks, what a show. We really hit all the corners of the globe here with this one. That do join us next Saturday morning, August 22nd. My broadcast partners, of course, are going to be back, and I'll look forward to calls, email questions in the interim time. We're going to continue to stretch across a variety of change-related topics. My featured guest will be Aaron Slater, who's the executive director of the nonprofit College Mentors, which is an organization that has chapters at 22 U.S. universities. And what they do is they match local college town youth who are at risk with some very inspirational college students. So it turns that mentor-protege opportunity at a very young age. Aaron herself came from a disadvantaged family and is one of the first-generation mentees who benefited from this special program. Special thanks, then, to the full team here at 104.1 The Truth, in particular our board operator, Shannon Blake, and podcast producer, Paul Pearson. Please do consider thanking my financial sponsors who make the show possible by offering them some of your business this week. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, and this radio show are absolutely committed to standing strong by you. If you're swinging into a new space, either having to or wanting to go to one trapeze bar to reach another, as I often say, we architect new directions, whether inside or outside of your current organization, by helping you first step back and rewire your thinking fundamentally about yourself. And I'd certainly think the advice we got today from my colleagues is really some things to give thought to. We go slow, by the way, but then tee you up to go very fast, letting you see and take full credit for the experience circles you've enjoyed in your life before slingshotting forward and being very, very targeted in the approach. So please visit thelarsongroup.com. That's Larson with an E. To read about our consulting and coaching services that are leveraged by clients from around the United States. I work very hard to position you to move forward confidently without feeling like you have to audition. By investing in customized motivated abilities assessment, for example, I'll help you anchor your personal brand and help you develop a resume that's ahead of how the rules of job search have changed. You'll be able to then put in motion the know who, which is really critical, not just the know how and know what, to power up your networks and most importantly, your networks to hit the right target and truly to find that exciting what next that can play to what you love to do. You can also find on our site reference books, articles, research, and a library now of over 135 free radio show recaps and podcasts that are available. Again, that's thelarsongroup.com. So please steal the information shamelessly for your own change journey and to help others with theirs. If you're ready to go beyond self-study, I do offer free one-hour complimentary sessions, either face-to-face or on the telephone, to test drive if our relationship would have the right chemistry and connection. So you can either send me an email to change@thelarsongroup.com or call toll-free at 877-544-2580. I'd like to remind everyone who may not have caught the beginning of our show, we dedicated this show to Michael Blake, who's very well known for his, of course, screenplay and involvement with the famous movie Dances with Wolves. Michael is located here in Tucson, and next Saturday evening at 8 o'clock at the Berger Auditorium, which is associated with the American School for the Deaf, off of Speedway, he and the John Coyneman Band, as well as special guest John Densmore, who's a former drummer from The Doors, are going to be hosting a really fun. I firmly believe you can get anything you want in life if you help enough other people get what it is they want. Please don't underestimate the influence you have on others who really rely on you for guidance, not control, and an open environment to excel through learning and making the right choices. People everywhere are searching for role models, just like many of my guests and partners here today. Take full advantage to step into those ranks, because we're all leaders in some way, sitting in the driver's seat of accountability, not just riding along for the view. I look forward to your joining us next Saturday morning then from 9 to 11, 104.1 FM The Truth. Do alert your remote colleagues. You can web stream us live at 104.1thetruth.com. I wish you the confidence to find your own path by walking on it, and Circles of Change will be right here to help you help others along that way. Thanks. Have a wonderful and safe weekend.